is Kevin.
Kevin, Jeff Claus, how you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
Good. I just got a text from Bank of Cardiff about, was it from you? I just got a text message.
It wasn't from me. What did it say?
Something like Bank of Cardiff, and it said loan number. It said, like, reply yes if you want funding. So, and it was an 858 area code, which I guess is the same as this one that you called me on. So I figured it was maybe you.
Well, what does it say?
Can you hold on a second? Let me look at it because it's on this side.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
I can't see it, but it says Bank of Cardiff, a loan number, and then said your additional funds are waiting, reply yes, something like that.
So it's probably one of our general marketing texture emails.
Oh, okay.
But I actually just sent underwriting a request for an update about an hour and a half ago, so I'm hoping to hear something here pretty soon.
Okay.
So as soon as I do...
Okay, no problem. I just thought this was you. I figured I'd give you a call.
No, I appreciate that.
Sure. All right. Everything going all right?
Yeah, just cruising along. I mean, like I said, I'm waiting for an update on your loan, but other than that, just trying to keep the kids busy for the last, you know, month of summer. How are you guys doing? Are you guys heading back out to the shore this weekend?
Yes. Yeah, we're heading down this weekend. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, you got any plans?
I'm going to be meeting up with my grandfather. We have some relatives coming into town here from Georgia, so we'll go pick up my grandfather and meet up with some of our relatives. And
nice.
My daughter's got to get him on
far.
Sunday. So.
Yeah.
Pretty far from California, it is.
Yeah.
So it'll be nice. It's been a little while since we had any kind of family reunion or met up with them. My grandfather's getting pretty old, so it's good timing.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Sure. Now, do you guys get to the shore every weekend, or?
No, just here and there.
Okay.
This weekend, some of my daughter's friends are going down. So, yeah, it'll be nice. It's supposed to be nice weather, so.
Good stuff. Now, who do you think is going to end up being our quarterback this year?
Bradford will start. They say he looks good. But, that's right, I forgot you were an Eagles fan.
Yeah, of course. I like the fact, I don't know if you had heard, but they hired Dawkins. They're bringing him back.
He's in there
helping a little bit on coaching
now.
And scouting. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So everybody here is excited. Yeah, they love him here. So.
Yeah, I mean, he's just amazing. I've got a big signed autographed picture of him up in my office. And I mean, the guy just is amazing to watch. So much heart.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Do you like the Wentz move or no?
You know, I really didn't at first, but I'm also not a Bradford fan, but a little nervous, we don't really have a running back.
Right.
I really liked Ezekiel Elliott, but, it didn't appear like there was any way we were going to get him, except when we traded up, I thought we were doing that to get him. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I mean, I don't like the fact that we got Bradford on the hook for so much money and then we've got Wentz, but... It's sounding more and more like he's the man, and the more I've read and, projecting the next 2 or 3 years in the draft, there's not really anybody special so far now. That doesn't mean much because there's always somebody that shines. I mean, Wentz wasn't on the radar last year,
And just giving up what they did.
Giving up what they did. I mean, and especially when we're in such a rebuilding mode after letting go of everything that took us so many years to build. So, we'll see. I mean, Aguilar, I was a little concerned when all those reports came out about Aguilar a couple of weeks ago and
something
he wasn't going to jail or, getting suspended. And it sounds like he's in the clear for that. So
now we just need him to catch a ball.
Exactly. We need him to get open, catch the ball, mature a little bit and, be a number two guy. You know, our number two guy traditionally is, puts up pretty damn good numbers because our top guy gets double teamed.
Yep.
hopefully Matthews can put himself in the position to need a double team, because he hasn't yet. So.
Nah, he had a tough year last year. That was a shame.
He really did. We all did. I mean, not having a line, you know. Hopefully they're doing what they need to rebuild the line, because that, you know, that made everybody's job harder. You know, we had no running game.
That was a
we
big part of it. Yep, that was a big part of it.
So, I don't know. We'll see. Foles, I don't know if you saw, but Foles got released. He's available again.
Who is?
Nick Foles.
I heard that he signed with Kansas City.
Oh, did he? I hadn't seen
That's
that
what
yet.
I heard. Yeah. Somebody told me that this morning. I hadn't seen it either, but that was just hearsay.
Well, it makes sense, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we drafted him.
We got to draft him. Yeah. But he was awful last year. Oof.
He was awful last year. That's true. I mean, and the year before, yeah, I don't know. It's hard because obviously the offense changed so much, you know, so making the comparisons. But, you know, that one year, I mean, he was just amazing. But nobody knew him. You know, now there's so much film on him.
Yep.
But,
Now he's got to make the adjustments.
Exactly.
Yep. So, all righty. Okay. Let me get going here.
All right. Yeah,
let me know if you hear anything.
I will.
I won't respond to this text then.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Kevin.
Okay. Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.